Welcome, everyone, to the April 3rd, 2024 Planning Commission meeting. We'll start with a prayer.
Our dear Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this day and thank Thee for all that You've blessed us with, and please bless that this meeting will go as You plan, and we will be able to have clear minds. Please bless that anyone that's serving in our military, that they will be protected, and we say in His name, Christ.
Amen.
I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, Connor and Jesse, to the Planning Commission. I guess we got to go and do the oath of office real quick.
Okay, who wants to start?
Me.
Whoever.
Come this way.
What?
Come down.
Oh.
You've been chosen.
Yeah.
The claw.
Set up. I forgot my
signature. I just wanted to take a picture. I'd have wore a better shirt.
Yeah,
you can wear it. To Photoshop you into it's a Levan shirt, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Connor Lant.
Having been elected or appointed to the office of Planning Commission. Having been elected or appointed.
Having been elected or appointed.
To the office of Planning Commission.
To the office of Planning Commission.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and obey the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Okay, good.
Alright.
Nathan knows this because he's probably had to do this like 20 times now.
Nathan's all savvy already.
I don't have the paper for it.
We did it, Bob. Can we just have to fill out the paper?
I don't
believe you. Okay. I, Nathan Washer.
Having been elected or appointed to the Office of Planning Commission.
Having been elected or appointed to the Office of Planning Commission.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
It's like, it's not a tongue twister until you're standing up here.
Oh, I forget to say it.
Yeah.
Jesse's smart, he's bringing his paper up.
That's right, I'm trying to read it.
Okay. I.
Jesse Carter.
Okay. I. Jesse.
I, Jesse Carter.
Having been elected or appointed to the Office of Planning Commission.
Having been elected or appointed to the Office of the Planning
Commission.
Commission.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support, obey, or defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
There you go.
Thank you.
Everybody has to sign it.
The pen quit working that far in.
The pen doesn't work.
I'm glad there's not a crowd.
Chuck it as far as you can.
Well, the newspaper lady's on.
That's
yeah,
right.
Right.
Yeah.
She'd be like,
I've been stumbling for sure.
Yep.
Sorry, this is the Office of Planning
Commission.
Yeah.
They used to call it Planning and Zoning, but now officially it has to be called the Planning Commission.
How do you spell commission? C-O-M.
C-O-M-M.
Two M's and two S's and I-O-N.
Oh, right there.
to us?
Okay, now you guys are official. There is some other paperwork in here for you guys to get paid.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Back to you, Nathan.
Well, welcome, guys. Now you're official again. Action items. We have the March 6, 2024 regular meeting minutes, planning meeting minutes that we need to approve. I'll make a motion.
So one of you has to make a motion, the other one has to second it. And if unless you don't want to second it or make a motion, but generally, if you want to proceed, Nathan is a tiebreaker, but he doesn't make motions or second anything.
So I'm making a motion for the
that you approve.
What?
That we approve.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from when March 6th.
I make a motion.
No, you
second it.
I second.
All right, motion passes.
No, well, then you do a
pass per vote.
Yeah, you have to do a vote. So, all in favor.
Aye.
And then
motion
for
passes.
For the recording, it's like any opposed.
Oh, any opposed?
And then you would say all in favor. Motion passes.
Okay.
And that's just so that somebody listening to the audio gets an idea that everybody did actually vote for it. That way we don't have to say, Jesse Carter says yes, Nathan Washington says yes, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, no applications, no reports. I'm looking at the wrong paper. Sorry about that. And then reports, just the building permit for Wilcox that was issued. We have to do anything on that one?
No, I'm saying. Just for your review. If you have any questions on it, let me know.
Okay.
So right here on the form, does it have to state where he's putting the fence, or is that where this is? Just his property line, though, right?
Right, and he did actually say that he was doing the fence like back here.
Okay. So did he bring?
On here, it don't have any.
Does he bring something like to show
to
us
show
where he's putting?
Where, yeah.
Yeah, so he would he'd either need to explain where he's going to put it or have it marked. So on ones where they don't have a survey with markers, we would have to send somebody out to actually look at it to make sure that it's the right distance off of the frontage and everything. So.
Well, it says 6 foot, and that side road can't be 6 feet. That's on a frontage road.
Where are you getting? Where is this?
So he has to buy it. So over here it can be 6 foot here.
No.
It just has to have a clear view corner.
Okay.
No, it actually can't.
Front yard can't be 6 feet.
Well, this is the front yard. So there's an 80 foot.
A corner lot has two front yards.
But not for fences. No, I don't think it does.
I believe so.
I don't
think so. Because that was one of the things that we had before, and we just said that.
Because
saying
has to be like 4 feet for.
Yeah, so it has to have a clear view triangle back here. So the corner has to be clear, but a side view, only the 80 feet in front of a house has to go by that 4 foot or 3 foot fence. So it's a 4 foot fence if it's see through, and it's a three foot fence
if it's solid.
Okay. So,
do you want to look it up?
Do you have all your just so we're starting off right? Like, I don't want to. I want to make sure we're going.
He has a good point.
Yeah, so
he really does have a good point.
I really think if we're going to be approving, they need to make sure it's listed out where they're doing it and how they're doing it, so that we don't just give out fence permits.
Yeah.
Because on here, there's nothing that just says.
It says 6 foot fence.
6 foot fence.
Which, if it's on a front yard, it can't be that way.
Right.
That's all it says on.
Yeah, and that's what I was asking, because it don't have a. Don't
yeah.
tell where, what, just a 6 foot steel wood fence.
Yeah, which, yeah, and it may be fine, we just gotta have clarification
right.
on it. So we don't want to start off on a bad foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be like bad. So this is the packet.
Did he fill this packet out?
Yeah. And that's where that's why he's got that signature on there. So it says on there that it has to have that 30-foot setback. Beyond the 30-foot setback area, you can have a fence that's up to 6 feet high.
Is this the jerky shop right there, jerky store?
Yeah.
So on a side yard, that fence that faces a street, you must adhere to the front yard setback, any requirements within 30 feet from your side yard setback property line that faces the street.
Yeah, and you have a fence that's 3 foot high, solid, 4 foot high if it's see-through. Beyond the 30-foot setback area, you can have a 6 foot high fence.
So the 30 feet is the...
Is a clear view corner.
On the corner. So,
yep.
So he's fine with a 6 foot fence.
Right.
So he has to go off the corner 30 feet.
Right.
30. And then 30 feet back this way.
Yep.
Right? Like this? 30
well,
feet?
Well, yeah. So like on his front yard.
The whole front yard.
Whose house is that?
Yeah, it's right across from the jerky store. So Parks originally had it. I don't know who it's passed down. What's her name? Built these houses over there. He lived over there.
Yeah, it's... It used to be the Stevenson.
Osborne.
Yeah.
Carly
yeah.
Osborne.
Yeah.
Stevenson,
that's who an order by two.
Yeah, and that house actually already has like some setback issues because
yeah,
it was built
say,
before.
I was going to say, look at it
yeah.
already.
Yeah, because he actually came in and wanted to have a build an addition, and the town council told him they couldn't do it because it's already
I'll
too
say
close.
It's already way close
yeah.
everywhere on that whole lot.
Which is kind of unfortunate because it's... But there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay.
So, anyway, but that's what it is. So, like, side yards can have a 6 foot fence as long as there's a clear view triangle on the street.
Feet.
Yeah.
So it has a 30 feet.
Explain
yeah.
this to me, and I'm not saying anything. So this one would be set back 30. This
yeah.
is.
So there has to be a corner, and here, let me
so
show
you
this.
Just so I know.
There's like
this
a
has
good 30
feet from this point to this
mm-hmm.
point has to be that 4 foot or 3 foot.
See this?
His
here?
Front yard can't be.
And this has to be for all.
For 80 feet along the front. So this is.
Okay.
So like this would be the front of his house here. Mm-hmm. This is that clear view corner.
Oh, I got you.
So, yeah, it affects it a lot.
But. Okay,
so this part can be 6 foot high right here.
Right.
This
but
foot
none
cannot,
of this can be.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So do you want...
And his sidewalk there wouldn't be able to be... Is that how that goes?
So sidewalk is okay. It's driveways that are clear.
I'll say driveways
yeah,
are clear
driveways,
for sure.
Yeah,
and
sidewalks
there isn't a driveway.
Yes.
There's a walk-in entrance,
okay.
but it doesn't look like a driveway
yeah.
there, right?
So
I can't remember.
So is this official paperwork, and does it need to be said right here? You know, within the...
Well, that's why he's like,
whatever,
so...
Because he just 6 feet.
Right, and so... And I'll call him just to make sure, but I did explain all this to him, and this is why we have him sign this whole packet.
Yeah.
It explains, this is what you have to give your contractor, or this is what you have to follow.
Yeah.
And then it has all these, like, diagrams and everything in it.
Yeah, that's enough.
Cool.
Look how
thorough you are.
Thank you for doing that.
Well,
this is...
Well, that's funny. That's the same one, ain't it?
Yeah.
This one don't have that one page in it.
Right. So this is what
yeah.
he turned in. We make him keep the other paperwork
yeah,
the, that...
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah.
That's where I was just... Yeah.
Okay. But it's good. I mean, I'm glad you guys are asking questions. Because
no,
it's the best way to make sure that you know what's going on. And then also, then I had to like be like, "Wow, I hope I didn't tell him the wrong thing." But
back to our paper. So we don't have to do anything more on that, right?
No.
Okay. Public comments. Is there any public comments? We'll open that now.
Oh.
All right. If there's no public comments. I'll entertain an motion to adjourn.
Second that?
No, he's not.
He can make a motion.
I motion we adjourn this meeting.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay, so now.
I second that motion.
All right, so.
Favor?
Aye.
No, you gotta say any opposed.
Oh, all in favor. Oh, yeah, aye.
Any opposed? No?
No.
Motion passes. We're adjourned for the.
Good job, guys.
Good night.
It's not long. You'll get into the swing of it.
All right.
So, all right.
Do you have a...